y'all to something new, something interesting. Hey man, welcome to Triple OG Stories. Hey, I want to welcome y'all back to Misty. Hey, this is part one, episode two. And in case you missed it, let's jump back into episode one a little bit. Travis had been looking to find him a place to stay as he was living with his brother Brian and his wife Asia. He found him somewhere to live, but he wasn't expecting his landlord to end up being in the situation that she was. In comes Misty, an escaped patient from a home in the city. She introduced herself to Travis and his little brother, Brian Jackson. I don't know, man. Misty's an absolute character and she made it fun while it lasted, but I guess we have to see in this next episode. Is the fun really over? Or is it just beginning? Tune in, man. Let's see what Misty has in store for us. Episode 2.
Dawn to dust, kidnapping robberies like you gone with us. I held round table meetings so we could go on and discuss not only money but all the emotions going through us. Why we don't cry when niggas die, that's how the street raised them. Look in the air, say a prayer, hoping God forgave them. Cop liquor, twist it, tap it twice, pour it to the pavement. We live dangerous, often finding ourselves in the eyes of strangers.
I slowly woke up and turned my head over and seen Misty in a pair of my boxers and my Iron Man t-shirt. She had the music loud as hell. She was in her own zone, though. She was focused on the TV and dancing, moving just as good as the ladies on the video was. Damn, she could dance. She started twerking and laughing, then turned around and looked over at me.
I knew you were woke. Did you see all this ass moving? You know how much you love my booty.
Misty walked over to the bed, and she pulled the covers to the side of me. She had done a whole different tie-up job on my ass. After my brother stopped by 3 days ago, she decided to keep my hands tied behind my back and my feet tied together. She said she did this so that she could hold my penis for me when she took me to the bathroom. Misty been actually leaving in my car every day, and when she comes back, she feed me smoothies from the Smoothie King. I'm not sure how she doing all this shit, seeing that she's been on TV and she's wanted by the police.
Hey, babe, I'm leaving for a few hours, but I will bring my big, strong man something to eat when I get back. I gotta keep them inches working for me.
Misty started laughing all crazy again. She had me hooked to some other kind of rope that she had tied to the bedpost, so I couldn't move or even try to get loose. This bitch is smart, man. She gotta be in the Army or the Navy or something. She came out of my bathroom in a full gray or almost white wig, and she had on some new leggings and a brand new hoodie. Looked like she done went shopping again.
I won't go overboard with your cardigan today. I'm just glad I found you, boy. This nigga rich.
I heard my door close. I just laid there, praying, hoping, and wishing.
Man, it's been over a week since I seen my brother. I'm going back up there tomorrow. His phone going straight to voicemail now. And the little chick he had over there said her name was Cherie. She was a pretty ass chick, but I'm almost sure my brother not banging with her like that. I wish he had me a spare key before he left, but he just got him that day, so I don't know. None of this shit sitting right with me, though. Hey, babe.
I'm in the kitchen.
Brian walks into the kitchen.
I still just can't get Trav off my mind. We both know he would been called, came by, or at least say, come check out his new crib.
Yeah, but didn't you say he had a lady over there with him? He probably laid up because he never had no women over here.
Yeah, you might be right. But it can't hurt to go check on him though, right? I mean, his phone going straight to voicemail since yesterday.
Well, follow your first mind.
It was crazy how I ended up in this mess. All I was trying to do was get my own place to live. Who knew all this shit was waiting on me when I went to pick my key up that day? As I laid there, I just made myself fall back asleep. I was just physically and mentally drained at this point. When I opened my eyes again, Misty was standing in my bathroom. She had on some brand new lingerie. She had just taken a shower and had my entire bedroom smelling like Kiss by Rihanna. And I'm sure she done bought this shit with my debit card too. Hey, what the hell you in there doing? How long I been asleep?
You been out all night, baby daddy. It's tomorrow. You like what I'ma fuck you in tonight? It's cute, ain't it?
I looked over at my wall and seen it was 10 a.m. Damn, I guess I really did sleep all night. Or did she drug my ass again? Man, my brain ain't gonna be shit after all this is over. Misty, can you please turn my phone back on? My brother might be worried about me. I ain't talked to them in like a week now. Misty turned her back to me. She moved her shit robe to the side and said,
they can kiss my ass. Matter of fact, maybe you can kiss it, and then I'ma ride your face like a mountain bike.
She was looking back at me smiling. She turned around and walked over to me. She lifted her leg up onto my nightstand. She reached over and grabbed my TV remote and turned the music up again. She took her hand and unsnapped three small buttons in the middle of her panties. They gave way and exposed her entire pussy. Come on, Misty. I'm hella weak. You gonna suffocate me if you do this shit.
Well, I guess you gonna die one happy nigga.
She grabbed the rope that was connected to the front bedpost and pulled me closer to her. When she finished, I was on my stomach and my head was hanging face first off the edge of my mattress. Misty grabbed my hair and lifted my head up. It felt like my scalp was on fire. She put her left hand under my chin to support my head. Then she let my hair go and held my nose closed. After about 30 seconds, I had to open my mouth to get some air. That's when she spread that leg on the nightstand open more and rubbed her pussy all over my face and my mouth. I thought I was gonna drown. She just laughed and moaned at the same time. I wanted to bite her, but she was squeezing the hell out of my jaw again. She lifted up, and as soon as she dipped back down, my doorbell rang all crazy again. Oh man, it's B again. Man, he gotta get in here. I gotta scream his name or something. I just laid there as quiet as I could. Misty pushed me back on the bed again and walked into my bathroom. She turned the shower on and then turned the TV back up again.
I'm sure you know that ring, and I know you're going to try something stupid this time around. So here comes the plot twist, baby boy.
Misty pulled open my top drawer and pulled out a small metal pole. It looked heavy as hell, but it was small enough to hide in her hand. She walked past the mirror and stopped, and she looked at herself again. She noticed her panties were wide open. She snapped them back closed in the middle. Then she gave me a hard look as my doorbell went nuts again. Misty shook her head and walked out my room, closing the door behind her, leaving my shower running and my TV bumping Roddy Rich. Misty set the small pipe at the top of the steps as she walked down the stairs and opened the front door. There was my brother Brian, standing there smiling. Misty opened the door up more and asked him to come on in.
Hey, you're Travis' brother Brian, right?
You already know.
Yeah, I remember you from the other day when you stopped by. Me and your brother have been having a really good time.
Shit, I see. You answering the door in your lingerie.
He told me to. He's in the shower. He said that was you at the door. He'll be down in a few minutes. You want anything to drink? We just got some more Heineken if you like beer.
Hell yeah, that's my favorite beer. That's me and my brother's favorite beer.
Misty walked off towards the kitchen. She made sure to switch just perfect when she walked off. She needed to keep his attention. Misty had been living in my house so long, she had set up little areas to hide her little potion she had been drugging me with. She reached in the small hidden slot in one of my kitchen drawers and pulled out her mix.
Brian, you want a glass or a bottle?
Straight out the bottle.
She dropped three drops into my brother's drink. Misty walked back into the living room and handed it to him. I still had no furniture yet, so my brother just stood there and swallowed half his beer right on down.
I'm gonna go put on some sweats and check on Travis.
Okay, that's cool. I'll go sit in the chair in the kitchen.
My brother watched Misty as she walked up the stairs. She took her time too, and even bent over a little bit trying to give him a little show. As she got to the top of the stairs, she stood by the wall and she started to smile. She peeked her head around the corner of the stairs a little bit and started to count backwards from five.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I get me one every time.
Brian was headed towards the kitchen, and then all of a sudden.
Whoa. Shit. Wait a minute. Damn, I feel hella crazy. I think I'm gonna pass out.
Brian put his hand on the wall. He tried to move his legs, but they got heavy, and his thoughts just stopped. He only saw blackness. He reached out for the chair, and then he hit the floor. Misty walked down the last few stairs and looked over at Brian lying face down on the floor. She took off the little robe she had on and threw it on the steps. She walked over to where Brian was laying down on the floor, and she stood over him. She grabbed his upper body and flipped him over. She was looking right down at him. As she stared down at him, that's when she realized, it dawned on her who he was.
This that fine ass tree cutting dude I used to see on TV before I escaped the home. Damn, that mean you rich too. A bitch done hit the lottery. I just gotta scratch these niggas off and I win.
I laid on the bed scared as hell. She'd been gone for over an hour, and I swear I heard a loud ass bump, like somebody had fell on the floor or something. It ain't no telling what the hell this lady done done down there. I started to move my legs around a little bit, building up some energy to try my luck one more time. That's when Misty walked into the room with this crazy ass smile on her face. Misty, what happened? Where's my brother? She basically ignored me. And she went into the bathroom and turned off the shower. She was gone so long, the TV asked, was I still watching, and turned itself off. She moved around for a few minutes and came out of the bathroom in some sweatpants and a hoodie.
Travis, I really want to thank you for all these clothes. And your brother is fine. He passed out in the kitchen. I gave him some of your medicine, too.
Wait, what did you just say? He passed out in the kitchen?
Well, yeah. I'm about to strip him down and tie him up, too. Might as well make it a threesome.
She walked out my room again, but this time she left the door open. I could hear her moving my brother around downstairs. I gotta figure this shit out.
I woke up and I couldn't get my thoughts together. I wasn't really sure what the hell was going on. As my eyesight started to clear up, I seen Cherie standing about 6 feet away from me. She was holding my keys in her hand. She was smiling at me hella hard.
Welcome back. I hope I didn't wake you.
My head. Damn, I got a headache. I tried to touch my head, but that's when I realized I was sitting in a chair. And I was tied up. My feet was tied up on either side of the chair legs. My hands was tied up and then tied to the back of the chair. Every time I tried to move my arms, my shoulder caught on fire.
I moved your car into the garage in case anybody decides to look for you over here. And I relieved you of your garments, sir. I'm gonna be riding that dick later on tonight. I don't need any distractions at all.
Cherie, where are my clothes? Where's my brother? He wasn't in the shower, was he?
Nope. He's kind of tied up, just like you. Now y'all twins.
Bitch, is you crazy?
Yes, Yes, I am, matter of fact. But my resume reads like a book. I got toned everything. Perfect tits, perfect booty, and I got that walk.
You're not gonna get away with this. You keeping me away from my family just gonna raise suspicion.
Family? You got kids? You got a wife? Wow. And I got your keys. Guess who I'm going to see tomorrow?
I heard Misty walking back up the stairs. She walked into the room and sat on the edge of the bed next to me. She turned her body towards me, sat there smiling like it was time for some girl talk.
Oh man, babe. How was your day? Man, oh man, mine has been crazy. You upstairs, your brother downstairs. It's the steps for me.
She went on for about 15 minutes and basically, she drugged my brother, drugged his body down into the basement, went back upstairs and grabbed a chair that I had in the kitchen. Then she went into my garage and got more rope from the trunk of my car. She bought that shit with my money, tied my brother up butt-ass naked to a chair with some tight-ass Girl Scout type knots. Man, if Asia don't come by here looking for Brian, we fucked.
Brian said he was going over Travis' house this morning. That was like at 11 or 12. It's 10 p.m. now, and he not answering his phone. Something is not right.
After another sex session with Misty, she finally went ahead and turned my phone back on. I was glad, too, because I wasn't sure how, but I had to figure out a way to get a message to Asia. All I could depend on right now is hoping that she gonna start looking for B and just stop by here. Or maybe call me while my phone on. Man, I gotta convince this crazy ass lady to let me call my sister-in-law.
I sat on the edge of my bed, wondering where the hell my husband at. The kids are gone for the weekend, and we are supposed to be chilling right now. But he got his ass right over there at Travis' house. I'm not sure about that old ass phone of his that he loves so much. Probably done went dead. I'ma just call Travis' phone one more time. I just can't go over there because Brian took the piece of paper with Travis' address on them. I'ma call my brother-in-law.
As I sat in Travis' basement, I had all kind of shit on my mind. I sat there naked, tied to a chair in the complete silence. It's hella creepy. I don't know what this woman has done to my big brother up there. I haven't heard any kind of noises or movements or nothing. They on the third floor though, so I'm not gonna panic. I hope Asia calls his phone, and if she do, I hope she asks him about the kid toothpaste.
Misty laid in the bed spooning me and rambling on about people she had killed or hurt in her life. This damn lady got me so shook right now. It's crazy. She says she took kickboxing classes and then killed her instructor. She killed the Amazon dude that stopped by here a few days back and put him in the back of the damn townhouse somewhere. This lady is the definition of a crazy ass bitch. I laid there just listening. That's when my phone rang again. I wasn't sure who it was. I missed the last few days of work, so it could be my boss, to be honest. The cable people supposed to stop by here one day this week, too, so it could be Spectrum. And as I thought to myself, I heard Misty talking on my phone. She started laughing and walked over to me. She pulled this big-ass knife out from behind her left leg and was gripping it hella tight with her left hand. She put my phone on mute with her right one.
Get cute and I'll kill you both.
She pushed the mute button and said, well,
here he is,
and placed the phone on speaker. Sis, how you doing?
I'm fine. Has Brian been up by there today?
I looked up at Misty. She had a look of pure hate in her eyes. I stayed calm and just finished talking to Sis. Yeah, that was like 1 or 2 p.m., Sis. He said he was gonna go get the kids some more toothpaste. Misty looked down at me, but I just kept looking at the phone, waiting on her to respond. Misty just turned her head and looked at the TV. She set the phone down on the nightstand right by my head. She looked like she was thinking about something, or suddenly had something on her mind.
Oh, okay. Well, he should have been home by now. We supposed to be having date night and stuff. I'ma just keep calling his phone. It's probably dead. You know, he got that old ass phone and all that money, and he don't want to buy no damn new phone.
Well, that's cool, man. That's all I know, sis. I just know that he said he was gonna go get the kids some more toothpaste. He was getting the kids some toothpaste.
Okay, well, if he stopped back by there, tell him to call me or something, or text me or something. He could have got some toothpaste tomorrow when we go to Walmart. Well, okay, bro. Love you. I'll talk to you later. Tell Cherie I said hey and have fun, girl.
Misty picked up the phone and turned it back off. She set it back down on the nightstand. She just stood there for like 5 minutes. Then she hid it from my door.
Toothpaste? So this fool out here all night long for some damn toothpaste. Wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute. I know what that shit mean. Brian in trouble.
I hope Asia figures out what I was saying to her. See, when me and my brother would get in trouble as kids, we would always use code words or phrases to let each other know when we were in trouble. Well, about 3 years ago, when Brian got locked up for drinking and driving, he told me he needed me to bail him out of jail by saying his kids needed more toothpaste. It was how he kept Asia from knowing he was drunk. After he stopped drinking, he told her why he would always say that to me, and she wanted to keep using that. She wanted to keep that as an alert for our family. We all know everybody in the house uses the same toothpaste, so the kids would never need extra. They would never need more.
I was sitting in the dark when I heard Cherie come down the stairs. She flipped the light on and my eyes burned instantly. She walked up to me and grabbed my dick. She started to pull it real slow. Asked her what she was doing.
I just heard that hot wife named Asia talking to your brother on the phone upstairs. I let him speak to her. She sounds like the type I would love to kill.
Come on, Cherie, please let me go. You squeezing me too fucking hard.
I heard my brother scream all the way up in my room. She must be doing something to him. This shit ain't gonna end well.
Just let us go, Cherie. We won't say nothing. I can get you some good lawyers to help you.
Look, Brian, my name isn't fucking Cherie. It's Misty. And I have killed so many people, your little lawyers can't help me. Soon I will kill you and Travis too. Then I'll move on.
I was in a state of shock. She said her name, Misty? This lady's really fucked up. As I sat there tripping off her being a killer, she walked over to me, dropped to her knees, and put my dick in her mouth. She made sure she wasn't gonna stop either. She wasn't finished till I was. After she was done, she wiped her face and headed up them stairs, and I heard her go into the garage, start the Mercedes, drove off.
I was sitting in the living room, putting on my shoes, when I heard a loud-ass crash right on my back patio. I stopped tying my shoes and ran to my back patio. As I opened the sliding glass door, I noticed Brian's favorite grill was laying on his back. I walked out to sit it back up, and that's when my doorbell rang really crazy, just like how Brian does it. Okay, that's Bay. He must have left his key right here or something.
I laid there wondering if Asia knew what I was trying to do. It had been so long since we even talked about the help words that she probably forgot. I was defeated. I rolled over and leaned back onto the bed. I was tied up, so I really couldn't move that much. I let my hands drop so I could just get comfortable again at least. And that's when I felt something cold and metal under my hand. I used both my hands to feel what it was. I wasn't sure until I poked my index finger and felt warm blood run down my hand. Aw, shit. She tossed the knife on the bed when she set my phone on the nightstand earlier. Thank you, God. It's time to get out these ropes.
I ran to the front door and unlocked it, then pulled it open. There was nobody there. I stepped out and looked around for a second, because I wasn't about to scream his name. I done seen way too many scary movies to be doing that. So I went back inside and locked the door back up. As I turned around, and walked back into my living room, there was a Latina or light-skinned woman sitting on my couch.
Well, you must be Asia.
Who are you and why are you in my house?
I heard you've been looking for a man named Brian.
Yes, he's my husband. You know where he is?
Let's just say he'll be tied up for a few days.
Misty stood up and turned away like she was about to leave. Asia moved forward and grabbed her arm. Misty turned around quickly and punched Asia in the face. Asia fell back and stumbled over her shoestrings. She tried to get back up, but Misty kicked her in her stomach and grabbed her by her hair. She stood behind Asia holding a fistful of her hair. She swung her left hand forward and hit Asia in the chest. She curled up and grabbed her breast. Misty had the best of her, but only because she caught her by surprise. As Asia held her breast and stomach in pain, she felt the phone in her pocket vibrate. She reached in her pocket and gripped her iPhone 11. As she pulled it out from her pocket, Misty leaned in again to grab Asia by her arms and lift her up. Asia swung her phone as hard as she could and hit Misty right in the side of her left temple. Misty passed out and fell on top of Asia. Asia struggled a little bit as she flipped her over onto the floor. Her phone had come apart. Her battery was halfway under the couch and the back of her phone was stuck in Misty's naturally curly strawberry blonde hair. She grabbed the battery and put it back in her phone. Then she scooted over to Misty and grabbed the back of her phone out of her hair. She stood up and walked over from Misty, and then she finally tried to turn her phone back on. I finally got a pretty good grip on the knife. I took my time and slowly turned it facing my hands so I could slice through the first set of ropes. I moved the knife up and down. I took a second to let my wrist rest some, and then I got right back to it.
Misty left out of here in a hurry. I'm not sure what she up to, but I gotta figure out a way to get out of this damn chair.
I could feel the pressure on my wrist loosen up. The ropes was finally coming undone. I could tightly grip the handle of the knife now, and I was able to take longer slices through this rope. After about 10 more cuts, I was free. I lifted myself up and used the knife to cut the rope and the tape from around my ankles. I set the knife on the bed so I could get up and find some shorts or something to put on. I couldn't hear anything downstairs, so I wasn't sure what had happened to my brother. I slid myself to the edge of the bed and tried to stand up, but as soon as I did, I hit the floor.
Damn! What was that?
I finally got my phone back working, and it was loading up. I see my lock screen and started to put my code in, when I noticed the lady on the floor was gone. I dialed 911 and turned around, and that's when I felt a knife slide into my lower stomach area. She was standing behind me, breathing like an animal. She pulled the knife out and stabbed me again. This time, I lost the feeling in my hands and my vision got blurred. She pushed me to the floor as she pulled the knife out my back. I hit the floor and started to fade out.
It was nice meeting you, Asia.
I watched her walk out of the back patio door. She set me up. I closed my eyes so I can die in peace. When I heard the 911 operator say they have a unit in my area.
I finally got the feeling back in my legs after moving around and forcing myself to stand up. I found a pair of my sweats on the floor. I put them on and grabbed a t-shirt from out of my drawer. I took a second to thank God. I didn't put on any shoes because I wasn't sure if I would make too much noise. I wanted to catch her by surprise. I opened up my door and it was dark in the hallway. I took a step and hit my toe on something. I reached down and picked up that small pipe that I seen her take out of my drawer when Brian had came over. I held it in my hand as tight as I could. I went down to the main level and the door was locked. It looked like nobody had been there at all. As I made my way towards the basement stairs, I could hear something moving around. I ran down the stairs and B was tied up to a chair naked, trying to scoot over to the stairs. He looked up at me and smiled. I untied my brother and I helped him up. As we were about to head up the stairs, we heard the garage door open.
Bro, she back. Let's kill this hoe.
Nah, bro. Get back in that chair. Act like you still tied up, and I'ma hit her on the back of the head with this pipe when she come down here. Brian sat back down, and I loosely tied up his legs again. He held his arms behind him. I ran over to a small space under the stairwell. I gripped the small pipe in my hand and hoped she would come down there first before she checked on me. She walked into the house and set a bag down or something. She started down the stairs.
Brian, today we fuck. I just killed your wife, and now I'm in the mood.
Misty walked up towards me, still in the chair. She took off all her clothes. She was completely naked. She grabbed the back of my chair and straddled me. She was looking me right in my eyes. She reached down and grabbed my dick.
I seen her straddle my brother's lap. She lifted her ass up and reached for his penis. I moved out from behind the half wall that I was hiding behind underneath the stairwell. I lifted my hand that had the pipe in it, and I swung and hit Misty right across the back of her head. Her body went limp instantly, and she fell on the floor. My brother hopped up from the chair. He jumped to the floor, grabbed his clothes, got dressed, and ran up the stairs. The next thing I know, I heard his car start, the garage door open, and he pulled off. I stood over Misty with the pipe still in my hand. I reached into the pocket of the hoodie of mine that she had on, and my cell phone was in it. I called 911. As Misty woke up, she was naked on the floor with six police officers standing around her. They handcuffed her, read her her rights, and headed on up my stairs. That was crazy. I stood there for a few minutes, and I was just kind of like taking everything in. I mean, where did Brian go? Why did he just leave like that?
I left my brother's house heading home. It was almost 4 a.m. I had been gone way too long. I needed to get there anyway to make sure Asia was okay. And as I pulled up to my crib, there was cops everywhere. I spoke to a few of them and they told me what they thought had happened. I got cameras, so I played back the video and I found out. As I spoke to the officers about Misty, my phone rang. I had a short but life-changing call. Asia died on the operating table. I dropped my phone. I just lost the love of my life and my kid's mother. Everything I was living for, gone.
My brother called me and told me the bad news. I just couldn't believe it, man. Asia was gone. I couldn't help but feel like all this shit was my fault. If only I hadn't asked her to turn my phone back on. The police stayed in my house trying to figure things out till about 7 a.m. They also found the landlord, Cherie Lincoln, and the maintenance man, Terry Swain, dead in the office basement as well. I guess Misty wasn't lying when she said she was taking care of them two. It's crazy how people just don't have no regard for other people's lives. Man, damn, life come at you fast. Meanwhile, at the state penitentiary, Misty was in the nurse's office. She had just had a full examination, and they had took a blood for a test.
Misty Woods, your test came back positive. You're gonna be a mommy.
Ooh, I can't wait to tell my husband.
Hey, another good episode, man. Hey, I want to thank y'all for checking out Triple OG Stories. We got much more to come, and I can't wait to present it for y'all, man. Hey, I want to thank my group of actors and actresses, man. Brian Good, you can catch him on Instagram at Chubby Idris Elba. My girl Tiffany Porter, you can catch her at Tiff Talks on Instagram. She also has a podcast, which is Tiff Talks. And my girl Gloria Miller, you can catch her on Instagram and Twitter at Conversations with Glow, which is also the name of her podcast. And of course, you know, you got me, the big homie, Bobby Dollars. Hey, we always looking for more talent. And again, man, we want to thank y'all. So check out what's coming next. Like, subscribe. You can catch us on YouTube, all the channels, man. You can email me at BobbyDollarsShow@gmail.com if you're interested in being a part of what we got going on, man. Again, I want to thank y'all, and It's been the Bobby Dollar Show.